The following podcast has been produced by WIRX Radio for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast do not constitute medical, legal, or professional advice and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this company, our promotional sponsors, or advertisers.
Rock 107 WIRX. God, I'm crushing those W's, aren't I, Hunter?
I've been practicing.
I've been practicing so much.
Practicing in the shower.
It is the WIRX podcast. We got Rick and Megan with us. Hi, guys. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Good to see you. Okay, so we are on, what, week 9, week 10, something like that. We've been crushing this, enjoying the wonderful world of marijuana. We've covered all sorts of topics, and today is no different. And we want to discuss, what should we say, mothers in marijuana?
Yeah. Cannabis and moms. The family orientation.
Obviously, you guys are parents. I think you got another one on the way. Can we say that? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if it was a secret or not. Like, ruined the surprise for grandma.
Blew it.
And you already have a little one. How old is your oldest?
He's 13 months right
13
now.
13 months.
Going on 14 months.
And I have a 10-year-old daughter as well.
A 10-year-old daughter as well. So you guys are just popping them on left and right.
Oh,
good
yeah.
God. Hunter and I are expecting our first, too.
Yeah,
we're very excited.
Little plan B, baby.
What's that? Movie with Schwarzenegger when he gets knocked up.
What is that?
I can't remember.
It's not Twins.
No.
That is a good one, though.
Mr. Mom? No, it's not that one. All right, well,
that's
hey, let's
it's the
internet.
Man, we got time, right?
Arnold. Pregnant.
It was the movie where I got pregnant. I didn't know. My stomach got big, and there was a baby in there.
Junior, that was it. It was DeVito, though.
DeVito.
Him and DeVito.
Junior.
It's a baby.
Come on, do it.
Get out of me.
All right, so where do you want to start on this? Because, honestly, it's never been something that I've really thought about when it comes to the family dynamic. Everyone knows now you got to be 21 to buy it. You got to be 21 to smoke it with it being legal. But that's kind of just, okay, you got to be an adult. Now let's kind of expand a little bit. I guess kind of lead into it. Where do you want to maybe start this conversation off?
Okay, let's say from a medicinal point of view mainly.
Yes.
We can work into recreational later. But medicinally, let's just say that that anxiety, that depression, that sometimes, you know, a stay-at-home mom or a mother in general may or may not have, and, you know, the postpartum, stress, all those things.
I didn't even think about that.
Cannabis is just your best friend in that regard.
Yeah.
Just really is.
Coming from a man's standpoint, it's just what I know, and you see pregnancy brings on just whole slew of things that the body goes through, you know, obviously firsthand.
I told him when we got together, I was like, you know, every woman kind of says, oh, I'm crazy. Like, no, but mine's on paper. I'm crazy.
Nice. I have that in writing signed.
It's told, yeah. If you're not, you know, medicating with some sort, then, yeah, emotions get the best of you and things of that nature. But, yeah, add pregnancy hormones onto that. I'm a raging bitch. Are you kidding me? I warned him, too. I'm like, I'm just bitchy to get away from me.
I'm going to the grow.
Warning.
I haven't seen Rick in 6 months. This is insane. You personally with motherhood and pregnancy, you've experienced it firsthand. How has it helped you?
Well, I think it began with the whole mental illness thing.
Okay.
At 13, I was diagnosed manic depressive.
Okay.
And all sorts of things. So then, of course, it was late 90s, you know, early 2000s. I'm like, we're just going to give everybody Prozac.
Yeah.
Prozac's fun.
Yeah.
That was a rough 4 years.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. It's just.
So you started.
I felt a lot better when I just smoked weed and I didn't take my pills. So I lied to my mom. No, I'm still, I'm taking my shit. I didn't.
Yeah,
I was just smoking weed.
Yeah.
But heaven forbid, you know, she found out about that and got my ass kicked.
It's not the traditional medicine that everyone was comfortable with in that sense. Okay.
And then as, you know, I got older and stuff, I was like, well, I'm choosing not to, you know, take the pills and this and that. So I just started smoking just weed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I've been smoking weed for like 22 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
But it helps.
Yeah.
Especially then, like, when I got pregnant, I didn't want to be on, you know, all of these different medications, even with morning sickness.
Yeah.
Zofran is a pretty intense sickness, nauseousness pill that they give you. It's for mostly cancer patients dealing with chemo.
And they give that to?
They give it to pregnant women.
Wow.
For, yeah. It's, oh, so the morning sickness is bad.
Yeah.
And there are side effects with that.
Yeah.
To where I smoke a more CBD infused joint and I feel a whole lot better. I'm not sick. I don't have any of this weird chemicals in my body going into the baby system.
Yeah.
So all natural always, you know, is the way to go. But not saying, you know, oh, I've never smoked weed before. I smoked my first joint and I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
There's been times where with my oldest, I couldn't smoke for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't ingest any weed at all for the simple fact that I got too high and I would have panic attacks from it.
Oh, okay.
Just because I got too much. Well, that, you know, you got to regulate like anything else.
Yeah. And well, and going with this, and like we mentioned before we got started, we really don't have any legit like funded studies at this point. And like we always say now, especially Michigan here, we've had medicinal's been legal for how long?
2008.
And now we just got the bill to make it recreational. Mm-hmm. That's legal. So we're still really in the infancy of what this can do, where we're going to go with it, not just on the medical side, but the recreational side. And I guess it's almost, are we kind of doing a trial by error at this point?
Sadly, we are. And I say sadly because we have super smart people in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We have amazing scientists, amazing doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And we can put those people on studies,
yeah.
You know, real controlled studies, legitimate, with numbers, and get our mathematical ratios of things that we need, like we do,
yeah,
for the things to see if where it sits.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I guess because it's so new, if people are scared about the effects it'll have, not only on the mother, but on the unborn child.
It's a cop-out at this point.
Do you think so?
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it's
just flat-out cop-out. If you sit there and tell me that, then you have not sat down and done any research.
Yeah.
So you're not really listening, and you're not really helping anything.
Yeah. What are some, now, obviously, we know about, you know, you can smoke a joint, but as far as a pregnant mother is concerned, I mean, CBD, you can use that. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are some different ways that this can be used?
Well, you can eat it, or, you know, you wouldn't have to necessarily smoke it. Some concerns are with smoking, you're depleting your oxygen intake. Thus depleting the
oxygen intake. They'll say, oh, well, smoking leads in low birth weight. Denise was almost 9 pounds. This little fat ass was almost 9 pounds.
and she smoked every single day.
I smoked
day.
A quarter
yeah.
a day
yeah.
during both pregnancies. I don't
Without
think it's,
an issue.
Yeah, no. So I don't think it's the cannabis smoking necessarily that causes the low birth weight, maybe you know, tobacco, that sort of thing.
There's the tobaccos and the pills.
Yeah.
Well, that and lifestyle too.
Yeah,
I mean, some people live their life differently.
Yeah, you know? you could be, well, I don't smoke or drink, but you can still have an unhealthy baby if you're putting garbage into your system.
Right.
You know, just from being wound up tight, you know, say you're a very anxious person and you're a woman carrying this crazy stress throughout your whole pregnancy when you could have just smoked a joint and relaxed yourself and made that baby do the right things in your body a little easier and not been so stressed, you know.
Has there been any kind of forward progress in testing when it comes to expecting mothers?
In Denver, they have a very, very small group that they are doing research on. What was it, 40 women, and 20 who smoked cannabis, 20 did not during their pregnancies.
Boy, that's a small sample, though, unfortunately.
I know, such a small sample.
Is he going to clean for us?
He loves rooms. Oh, man. Whenever I sweep or vacuum, he's like, oh, yes.
Yes. That's good. He likes to clean.
I'm fine with that.
So right now we know of that one for sure that's happening.
And they just started it last year, so it won't be another. They'll test for 5 years.
Yeah,
they want pregnancy, then the first same. 5 years of the children's life, they test brain function, all that.
This state needs to do the same thing.
Yeah,
and I don't know who I need to talk to up in the state, but I'm happily willing to, because any kind of controlled study is going to give us something to start with.
Oh, absolutely.
So, hey, I volunteer. We got a pregnant one right here. Nothing slowing down.
Yeah.
CTS was at our house when he was born because he dropped hot.
Yep.
baby dropped hot. And sure enough,
it was recreational.
They looked at the whole situation.
Legal, so they came out.
The original lady come out, and they come in pretty aggressively, and I can understand why with what they see mm-hmm. in their job. But as soon as they realized, you know, I opened cabinets and I opened everything up and showed them the whole place. And I said, take a look at this refrigerator. Not one beer.
Yeah.
Plenty of milk and cheese.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they really, they understand. They're starting to understand it. And then once the other lady came back, it was just a matter of whatever you want to call it, just going
make
through
sure the paperwork
motions.
Was all there.
Yeah, it looks like everything's okay.
It wasn't recreational then.
Mm-hmm. Right, it wasn't recreational then.
So
but
they still had to come out
to
and check everything.
She was
He's going to knock that fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to verify she was medical.
If anything, it makes them hyper.
Yeah. Then my mom must have smoked a lot then, because good God, you had to put a bell on me. You know, and I think it's interesting as we talk more about this, because I don't think there's any rules in place right now if a mother drinks or smokes cigarettes.
Exactly. No, there's not. I asked the woman that.
Yeah.
They'll, you know, they don't come out if the baby's born of jaundice or even any sort of alcohol dependency. The second CPS worker that came out, she even told us that there is no, babies can be born addicted to caffeine, addicted to cigarettes.
Yeah.
Babies can't be born addicted to marijuana.
Really?
That's what
she said. Does not work that
way. She said from CPS, which I already knew in my soul.
Yeah.
But I love that she said it out of her mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I mean, really, caffeine, you shouldn't have. Pregnant mothers aren't supposed to have that. Yeah. Obviously, you don't want to drink or smoke. And you think about back in the day.
He was not lying in his crib screaming because he needed a fix.
Yeah. But yeah.
That's a fact.
He just needed some tit.
Need some titty. But like any good male.
I'm right there with you, buddy. I'm right there. I'm still addicted to that. That's super interesting to me. And like I said, I know we're speaking in hypothetical terms because we don't have enough information.
Right.
But it will be interesting to see because this is going to become more and more of a thing. And like you mentioned, Megan, you were using medicinally to help treat things. Now, if you weren't allowed to... That would affect you on a totally different level because there's a lot of people that probably use now medicinally. Mm-hmm. If they were told, well, hey, you're knocked up. Sorry, you can't smoke now. And that's going to affect whatever else you have.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, that's almost bringing on a whole slew of problems that probably wouldn't be there otherwise.
Right. And if they did just do something so we had some kind of base to work with. Mm-hmm. And we knew, and then it becomes an option. It's back to the person.
You know, yeah.
The individual gets to make a choice and do free things in a free land.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Exactly. That's what we bitch about anyways.
Yeah.
You should have a reason in to self-medicate mm-hmm. and to know, you know, what your body can handle, what your body can't mm-hmm. handle.
And sometimes with these doctors, it's become, I don't go to the doctors. I haven't been to a doctor since the Marine Corps. I don't get sick.
He does get the man flu, good God.
Honey, I'm sick.
Oh God, it's the worst thing ever. But I've seen these doctors, you know, sometimes going to the point of saying, you gotta do what I say. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no other option.
Yeah.
When there really is other options. Yeah. And that just doesn't seem under their Hippocratic oath. It seems like it's a hypocritical oath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
It's very interesting to me because what do you think is the next progressive step we need to take at this point? What if you were to talk to the higher ups here in Michigan, what would be what you'd want to tell them? And I don't want to put you on the spot, but it almost seems like because we could do these little studies, but 40 people.
Right.
Yeah, I would say
definitely a large scale controlled study. We have an amazing facility too. It's Michigan State and Michigan University.
Yeah,
those both are great places for research.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Utilize them.
Yeah,
and utilize those young minds.
Mm-hmm.
And come to a conclusion of some sort in various areas. Like I said, between mothers and in while they're carrying their child to afterwards, you know.
Yeah.
What's the effects that long term on the child?
Yeah.
You know.
And breast milk is right. What's it gonna do?
THC doesn't transfer through breast milk.
No kidding.
Breast milk already, if you don't smoke cannabis at all, has cannabinoids in it. So instead of milk drunk, it's more like either milk stoned. Oh, like, I am so happy right now. I am just gone.
That dopamine is just peaked.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Nice big old belly full of that weed milk. I love it. Well, and it's so funny. What we talked about today during the morning dump is they did a study on penile enlargement, and they were able to get 1,900 guys. So we can do a penile enlargement study for something that's not necessary.
We can't get more than 20 pregnant women.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Is there really that many guys out there with little bits? I mean, come on.
I need help.
Pills on Pornhub didn't work.
That's right. Good God. So really, it's just this is a very interesting topic because it is so new and seeing firsthand, obviously, and with your kids and what you're going through right now. And I guess I didn't mean really because I'm not ever going to be a pregnant woman. But you know, if Kiki ever gets knocked up, it's something there. You know, whether it's hormones, whether it's morning sickness. I didn't even think about that. That's so interesting. Mm-hmm. Instead of taking a pill that was made in a lab, if there's something natural that can treat it, I mean, that's something we need to explore.
It stops at fat. I mean, not always. She's had hurt some pretty heavy bouts of it, but there's been times with the isolate, the CBD isolate.
Well, I'm sure the pill probably wouldn't help. I mean, I'm sure there's times where the body's not going to react to that. So it's really interesting. And so now the third child on the way. Mm-hmm.
Fourth, actually. I got one, too.
You got one, too?
Yeah, we got just
a rabbit, for God's sake?
Half rabbit.
Yes, half rabbit. From the waist down.
From the waist down, I'm rabbit. I just walk around.
Oh, here comes Rick again. I see
it's best to let him finish.
I love it. Well, this is really cool. I'm glad we were able to talk about this because it's a whole new aspect. And I think we've covered topics that I wouldn't even dreamed of discussing before. And now we're kind of on the cusp of this next big study.
Well, and what's interesting about this particular one, too, as I've been seeing, mothers and cannabis, a lot of people that I know in their 40s that have, use cannabis and so forth, where their mothers were always opposed to it. Now we're finding that 70 and 80 year old demographic saying, "Hey, Susan.
Yeah.
Hey, Jill.
Yeah. Grandma's asking us to roll.
What the hell's up with this stuff that they're talking about on the news?"
Yeah. that was a great old lady.
I love it.
Again, I always go back to this. It's been demonized for so long and for such ridiculous reasons when it became illegal in the United States in the first place was just the most trumped up, ridiculous story and fabrication of facts.
Old school mentality.
Yeah. But the curiosity and what's being done, and thank God there has been, and I guess pat myself on the back, there's outlets that are allowing the stories to be told in the right format.
Oh, well, there's been times where I'm like, big belly and I'm in the circle smoking a joint. I'm getting those looks. Oh, fuck you.
while you go home and drink or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you think of it back, it was totally common for mothers back in the 50s, 60s to smoke or go to...
Oh, my mom, it was 1986 when I was born. Yeah. And she's like, well, you'd have your Tom Collins every now and then and a couple of, Virginia Slims. It was fine. Well, oh, 7 pounds. Come on.
I know specifically a friend of the family that was like, well, yeah, I can't quit smoking cold turkey because it'll be too stressful on the baby. So the doctor recommended that she weaned herself, but she was still smoking. And I'm like,
what that is, I think some of these doctors have had to make a choice. And I'm not saying it's easy, so I'm not going to throw rocks at them. But
yeah.
Had to make a choice where these mothers are doing these things, and what's really better for the mother might wind up being better for the baby.
Yep.
In some regards.
Yeah.
So, I guess it's kind of a catch-22 in some regards.
Well, I really hope that we can get rid of a doctor having to make that choice instead, because we have a clear answer. And if that is medicinal marijuana and using that to treat, like you said, I think the funding and really getting the studies is the next big step. It reminds me of thinking of Dazed and Confused when he goes into buy that sixer. And there's that pregnant mother there, and she's got the cigarette hanging out of her mouth and buying that six-pack. He's like, don't forget to eat your vegetables. You got to have lots of greens for an expecting mother. It's like, Jesus Christ, what are we doing? Well, that's awesome. I think, did we cover kind of everything?
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
a little Rugrats been running around?
We did get his ultrasound The ultrasound technician was like, oh my God, he's got a beautiful frontal lobe. I was like, that's the cannabis. And she looked at me and he's like, no, really, it's the cannabis.
There you go.
There has been, and I can't like for sure quote it or whatever, but I have heard in early development that CBD, one of the components, is huge in brain development.
Yeah.
THC, now I'm not going to say that that's positive, negative, or otherwise necessarily in the fetal area, but the CBD for sure seems to be very beneficial in brain development.
Really?
And the smartest little slow some bitches, and the other two, I think it's probably got something to do with something.
And there's another thing, if it's even better for developing, I mean, we think about, you know, the prenatal vitamins, all the, I mean, if there's another thing
some
that
of those
can,
got right. some junk in them, I'm, too. Oh, I don't well, take prenatal vitamins. Yeah.
Look at
I'm
autism.
Pretty hippie about it.
Autism is one right now that they're researching in these kids. And they're seeing that that synapses in the brain created.
Yeah.
And once that synapsis happens, once you go from not being able to say the color red, looking at the color red, knowing it's the color red, I can't physically tell you it's the color red.
Mm-hmm.
Once you are capable of that, now you can do it. It's a continuum.
Yeah.
It's a game changer, you know.
That's crazy.
In that realm. So yeah. It just needs to be studied.
Yeah. Well, I did. Hopefully someone in the higher ups hears this podcast and understand that that's the next step that we want you to take. And hopefully
yeah,
we see some more.
I might wind up in Lansing one of these days here soon. I've been itching.
You
may need to start a free Rick Foundation.
Yeah,
just saying.
God, he got thrown in contempt again. It's ridiculous. How's that? Well, that's really interesting, and I appreciate you guys always sharing your stories and your personal experiences, and hopefully educating some people out there. And the big thing is ask questions. If you're, hey, whether you're an 80-year-old woman asking what Jill is smoking and you're curious about it, or you're an expecting mother and you want to see how it can benefit you, ask questions, do the research, and find what's right for you. Because again, everyone's different, and we've always talked about that. You can go too much with anything or not, or whatever. So find out what's right with you, and wish you the best in your upcoming little crib midget that's going to pop out.
Yeah, hopefully they're out there. Yeah, when that little bastard won't sleep at night, you rub him down with CBD oil. And
I forgot
right
to last night.
He was up every two hours.
Oh, I was pissy.
Yep. And it was literally, she'd forgotten to. Like, she
I, told
yeah.
I was like, I didn't rub him down with CBD after his bath. That's what happened. I know it.
He just wound tight, right? He just had three donuts. That was the worst thing for him. Well, I love it. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate it. If anybody missed anything, make sure you share this with people. Check out, we got a bunch of other great podcasts, make sure I say that right, on our website, WIRX.com, where you found this one. And we'll continue the conversation next week. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
New topic next week.
Yeah. All right. Hunter, you going to go hit that machine now?
Yes.
Go to the moon, buddy.
Wrap it up.
We'll talk about your experience with that. We'll see how you do with that. If I don't hear from you in a week, I know why. All right. We'll see you next time on the WIRX podcast.
The following podcast has been produced by WIRX Radio for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast do not constitute medical, legal, or professional advice and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this company, our promotional sponsors, or advertisers.